This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1198. What to say when you're stumped in a job interview.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you ever been in a job interview and gotten a question that you just can't answer? What should you do in this moment? How can you buy yourself some time and still connect with the interviewer in English? Find out today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's going really well, Michelle. The weekend was really nice on Saturday. It was beautiful. And then it was rainy on Sunday, but I had a nice time with my family. So really good. Yes.
That's good.
How about you?
That's good. Yeah. Everything's been good. Good. I also was with my family and it was just, you know, nice and relaxing and enjoying the summer and all that
awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe it's summer. It's so crazy.
I know it is crazy. It's been kind of rainy down here, but, but that's okay. I know. I hate when you look at like the forecast and it's like rain for every day and you're like, no, but usually that doesn't actually happen.
Yeah. And now I'm looking at the date today that today's episode should be coming out. I actually should be on my Western adventure right now. So you guys should be checking. Yeah. You guys should be checking on our Instagram channel for updates there because I will definitely be sharing my journey. We're going to be taking a 2 or 3 week road trip around the West. And I can't wait. I can't wait to just get out there right in the countryside of the U.S. and just travel. Get on the road, Michelle. I love it.
That's great. Well, have fun. We can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So what are we getting into today? We're not getting into travel. We're getting into something completely different.
So, well, Lindsay, I mean, when was the last time you had either a school interview or a job interview? Probably not in a long time, right? You haven't had a job interview in a while.
Yeah, the last job that I had was probably teaching English in New York City, honestly. Yeah, because I have not had any job in Boston, only All Ears English. And then I taught English in New York City at one of the big schools when I worked there. And yeah, what happened? Is that what you're asking me? Or what was the question?
When was the last time? I mean, did you ever have an experience where you were asked a question and you weren't really sure how to answer it in the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, luckily, I haven't had too many hard job interviews just because, just kind of not in the corporate world. But yeah, for sure. I get questions that I'm not sure what to say. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it can be so awkward because you feel like you have to fill the silence, right? And
yes.
But if you don't know what to say, it just gets you more nervous. And then it's just like this cycle, right? You're getting nervous because you don't know what to say. And because you're nervous, you can't say anything, you know? Like,
yeah.
So that can be really tough. And then just get more and more nervous. So we have a listener question about this situation today, and we're going to talk about what can you do if this happens to you, and let's hope it doesn't. But if it does, we will be prepared as All Ears English listeners. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us? This is from Ruby.
Definitely. So she says, hi, Lindsay, Michelle. My name's Ruby Chang. I'm an audience member and a big fan of your podcast from Taiwan. I've been listening to All Ears English for almost 2 years already, and I really enjoy it. And my English has improved a lot thanks to you guys. Oh, that is so good. That's great, Ruby. Yeah, so glad to hear that. Yeah. So there's a question I'm hoping you could help me with. I'm currently applying for MBA admission, and there will be an interview if I pass the document review. I try to prepare for it as much as possible, but what to say if I don't know the answer to the questions from the admissions officer during the interview? I'm pretty sure that it's not a good idea to say, that's a very good question. I'll get back to you later. Thank you again for providing us such an amazing show, and I'll appreciate it if you could answer this question. Sincerely, Ruby Chang. Good question.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a really, really good one. This is something that, you know, this happens because an interview, whether it's for school or a job, you're just like in this heightened state of anxiety.
Yeah, you're right. And what you were talking about before is kind of a vicious cycle, right? The silence causes more anxiety and the anxiety causes more silence.
right. Yeah. Exactly. So when you are asked a question, you're like, ooh, I'm not sure what to say right now, right? You can get a little flustered, or you might need a minute to think. So, I mean, Lindsay, what do you think? Do you think it's okay to say, that's a very good question, I'll get back to you later?
Well, just the overall, the high level concept of saying that you of not answering and declining to answer and the idea of coming back to them, I think is generally fine. Like, it's better than just making something up, right? Like, you don't want to just pull something out of the sky and whether you're not sure is correct or not and say it. So I think, yeah, saying that's a very good question is good. I'll get back to you later. I agree. I think we could do that a little differently. What do you think, Michelle? Could we change the wording?
Yeah, well, I think that the first part is really perfect. Like, I think that's a really great way to start. But the only thing that I would change, I think the second part, we might want to tweak that a little bit. Why? I think because saying later, it kind of makes it sound like you aren't going to answer the question until after the interview, which is probably not what they're looking for, right? They want to know the answer in the interview, unless, let's say, they're asking you for references or something very specific that it's okay to say, I'll get back to you later, right? If they say, oh, we'd like to see a list of references, or, you know, that they hadn't asked you for before, maybe that's a situation, something where it's understood that you need to get information to them at a later time, right? That's different. But today we're going to talk about more basic interview questions and focus about, you know, what you should say if you want to get all the answers to them in the interview, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they're looking for. So, Lindsay, imagine that someone asks you a question on an interview and it's not one that you've prepared for. What do you say? What would be a good thing to say, do you think?
Yeah, well, so that's a great question is good. That's a good thing to say. Thank you for asking that. Also very gracious, right? That is a gracious thing to say. Or saying, I'm glad you asked that question, right? These are all really nice. I like them. They're gracious, they're polite, and they are professional sounding.
Right. Exactly. I think so. I think these are good ones to use, guys. And then the second thing is, I think we're going to get into some other ideas in a minute, but this is what I've done in the past. I've stalled, but I've been direct about it, right?
What does it mean to stall? I feel like some of our listeners might be new to that word.
Right. It's like to do something to put off the answer, to say something to give yourself a second to think.
Okay. Delay, give yourself. Okay, nice. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I what I've done, and I remember reading that this was okay when I had this question before I had a lot of job interviews once, I said, let me think about that for a second, or please give me one moment, something to say, you know, that's okay. It's okay to take a second to think. Now, if I say, please give me one moment, and then I'm sitting there for 5 minutes and nobody is saying anything, that would be very uncomfortable.
That would be bad. Can you remember an example of a hard question you got like that where you had to stall? Do you remember what they asked you?
I don't know. I want to say very specific questions about being part of a team that, you know, you prepare for questions, but maybe there was a little bit something different about a question where you're thinking about a specific experience that maybe you can't kind of are, they're asking for a specific experience and you hadn't thought about it before. Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying like name the toughest lesson you've learned at work and tell me the story or something like that. Like, a time when you did this or a time when you showed leadership or something like that. Right. Yeah. I got it. Got it. Got it. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking about. So yeah, if I've said something like, oh, let me think about that for a second, or please give me one moment. Or I guess you could say something like, oh, could I think about that for 1 minute? And then just take a second, you know, it's okay. Gather your thoughts. And, you know, I think that it's okay. I think it's important to be direct. And instead of just say, you know, at least show, okay, yeah, I need a second to think about it, but think quickly. Right? Yeah, I think that's the point.
And also, I mean, some of these things, often you'll get like a wild card question that you never anticipated, but often you do get common questions. So we can mentally prepare, at least don't prepare for that question, we prepare the process of going through and searching for the idea. So, you know what I mean? We exercise that muscle in our brain ahead of time so that we'll be more likely to come up with the answer quickly when we're on the spot. Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Just practicing that interview mindset. And, you know, guys, not all interview questions are easy. And, you know, but it shows, yes, you're acknowledging that you have to think about it, but you're going to think quickly and you work well under pressure. So I think that that's what that shows. So that's my opinion. Yeah. I mean, what do you think about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like it, Michelle. I like it. I mean, it's really, it's so tough. I think that the number one thing here is practicing, right? Doing mock interviews, right? So you're actually having a friend sit down with you for 45 minutes, the typical length of an interview, right? And ask you these questions and practice over and over and over. I think that's the way we get confident. That's where confidence comes from. Yeah, and actual experience too, right? Actual job interviews.
Right. Being able to really, you're confident if you have the experience, right?
Sure. Yeah. Did you find that during that stint when you were going on a lot of interviews, you became more confident, like by the end, Michelle, in the interview?
I think that you kind of gain confidence as you go along. I don't know. I always try and look at it as, I don't want to say fun because it's hard, right? But I don't know. If you are confident that you are the right candidate, then, you know, your experience should speak for itself. That's what I think.
And if you're excited about the field that you're potentially going to be working in, you should be psyched to kind of nerd out about the industry with your interviewer, right? You should have questions about the company, about the industry. You should be ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I got thinking about this question and I found a really, really great article. We'll post this on the blog, guys. This is by Lily Zhang. There wasn't a date on it, but it is on themuse.com and it's called 4 Ways to Handle Interview Questions That You Don't Know How to Answer.
I like it.
So we're going to talk a little bit about it. So happily, I saw that the first one they spoke about was what I just said. So they did talk about, you know, just, you know, saying, you know, you're going to think about something and, you know, it's okay to take this time because if you're just going to say the article talks about it would be very strange to just say the very first thing that comes into your head that has nothing to do with it, or that's not a good answer. Right. Mm-hmm. Because, and you also don't want to say that, like saying something like, let me think about it for a second. It's better than saying like, I don't know, right? Than showing that you're like, the article uses the word stumped, right? You don't want to show that like, you're like, oh my gosh. You want to seem calm and cool in the situation.
Yeah, that's so true. So you buy yourself a little time, right?
Right.
Do you believe in connection, not perfection, like we do? Do you want to make sure that you never miss an episode of All Ears English? If you do, then hit subscribe on your podcast player now for our show. Go ahead and hit subscribe and tell a friend about the show. Thanks, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what's another thing, Lindsay, from the article?
Okay. So if you don't know the answer, that is fine, guys. But then turn the attention to something that you do know about that applies to it, and then make that link very obvious. Right, Michelle? Make that link obvious.
Right. Right, right, right. Yeah. It's okay to not know it. So you can say something like, oh, that's a great question. And it's so good you asked it because I have experience in.
Yes. Right? Yes. 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 Exactly. So you, it's your job to kind of, if you don't know the exact answer, this is kind of, I mean, I feel like who does this well? Maybe like lawyers, for example. I don't know. People who like kind of change the topic and move it in certain directions, maybe prosecutors. I don't know. Like if they're making an argument in their direction, they're able to manipulate the narrative a little bit and move it.
Right. Yeah. I think that's good. Yeah. You know, it's okay that maybe you don't have the exact thing, but show that you have something to share, something mm-hmm. that you are good at and that really applies to this.
Yeah. Make it clear how it connects. Like I said before, you need to
exactly
connect the dots, as they say. Yeah. Totally. What else,
exactly.
Michelle?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, another one is, you know, to work through the problem out loud, right? So the article suggests using words like first and then, and they say and they say to say something flexible at the end, like, oh, it depends on the situation.
Oh, right? Interesting. Okay. Yeah, it depends on the situation. So why? What would be good about that? Just to open it up to what would be the point of saying it depends on the situation?
Because the article says that it shows that, you know, you can actually, you have like a little bit of leeway in your answer, even if it's not, exactly what they were looking for, or say, showing that you are able to change.
Yeah.
Right?
Showing that you're flexible and that you're adaptable depending on the situation. Yeah. Like if they say, what kind of leader are you, or do you usually take a leadership position or not? And then you could say that, you know, it tends to vary depending on who I'm working with and where I'm working. Right.
Right. Exactly. Lindsay, so there's one more that I wanted to share. So,
okay. Yeah.
What's another thing?
So the big lesson here is be honest, right? Yeah. Always be honest. It's always the best policy. So you don't get stuck in like weird lies and making, never want to do that, right? So if you really have no idea, just be honest and say, I'm not familiar with that, but I'm learning more all the time, right? Uh-huh. So this is an idea from the article again. But express the idea that you are working to learn. You are reading about your field. You are diving into it on your own time, right? Your interest in this industry goes beyond just this interview or your job, right?
Right. Exactly. So you show that you're a thinker, you're a doer, right? You're learning more every day. And I think that really shows a lot to a hiring manager.
Totally. Yeah, that's so true. Are we going to do some role plays today, Michelle? Are we going to?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So guys, just to finish it off about the article, it stresses speaking as much as possible in this situation. So even if you don't know what to say, right, try and not leave like a 5-minute gap, right? Of course, if you want to take a second, that's fine, right? So the article talks about sometimes it's not about the question. Sometimes it's not about like what you say. Yeah. It's not really about the answer. The article talks about how sometimes it's about what do you do in this situation when you have a tricky question? And that is what they're looking
for.
That's
so interesting. That's a really good point, Michelle. And I wonder how like cross-cultural this is. I wonder, but this is fascinating, right? Sometimes they're asking you a tough question not to hear the actual answer, to see how you react, how you handle being under pressure, and how you and this is another connection episode, because the point is, how are you going to connect with that interviewer despite having a hard question? Right?
Right. Exactly. That's so important. So let's try it out.
Okay. All right.
Lindsay, you want to start for the first one?
All right. So am I the interviewer or the interviewee?
You're the interviewer.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. Good thing. Good thing. Okay. I was nervous. All right. So tell me about a time when you had a conflict as a team leader.
Oh, that's a great question. Let me think about that for 1 minute.
Sure.
Okay. Well, yes, when I blah, 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 I'm not actually going to answer because So here I use the strategy of putting it off for a second, but I didn't think for too long, right?
Yeah. So you took a little, like you took like maybe 5 seconds and you thought about it. But I agree. It's good to, you know, stall a little bit, buy yourself a little time, collect your thoughts, and then answer in a very collected way. Confident way.
And I think it's much better than if you asked me the question and I just said, and I just sat there and thought without saying, like, it's good to tell them, okay, I'm going to think about this rather than just
That's good. That's a good point though. I feel like, yeah, that's good. It's important to articulate everything that's going on, like over communicate in a sense. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point, Lindsay. So now you are being interviewed. We'll do one more short one.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. So Lindsay, what do you think about the current situation with insurance?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked that. I'm still learning about the healthcare system and I'm really enthusiastic about it. In fact, I've taken some classes already and I'm learning more about the ins and outs every day. So far, I think it's going well, but we'll see what happens. Okay. So I really took that in my own direction, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But you said something. I think it's about how you handled it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't leave too many gaps and I communicated, you know, my connection to the healthcare system. I mean, really, that's all you can do. Like you can't sit there and think and try to come up with an example or a story to answer the question, especially thinking more about the first question we had here, a conflict as a team leader. If you didn't have the answer, you couldn't sit there and just think and be quiet for 5 minutes. You have to say
something, right?
And that comes back to the student's question. You have to say something. And in this case, you can't really get, I mean, I guess you can get back to them, but you do have to say something in that moment too. I suppose you could offer to follow up with more details later. I mean, I guess there wouldn't be any harm in that. What do you think, Michelle?
I don't think so, but I think you want to give something in the interview. Like, maybe in this situation, you could say, yeah, I'm taking some classes and, you know, so I'm learning more. I think this is what's happening so far. Like, you give some opinion on it, like about whatever the insurance example, like you want to say something. But then you can say like, oh, as I learn more in my classes, I'd love to get back to you, you know, as I continue to learn about this topic.
Yeah.
I'd love to continue the conversation or something.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of refer to the idea of staying connected to the person and following up. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's good. Yeah. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, well, first of all, great question from our listener. I love this question. It's a brand new interview question. Guys, there are a lot of strategies that you can use when you're not sure how to answer a question. So the most important thing is taking a moment to think, but don't take too much time, right? If you really don't know the answer, you know, go ahead and make that connection between what you can say and the answer. Do your best to make that connection for the person. You need to stay calm, right? And show that you're not flustered, because I really like what you said earlier, Michelle. It's more about how you answer it, not so much about the answer in some ways.
Right. Yeah, I think that's important, right? So if you show that you're not going to get, you know, all upset over a difficult question, it shows the hiring manager so much about who you are, that you're going to be a good person to work with. You can stay calm in these situations and think through problems.
Yeah, I love that. This is a great one. It's a connection episode too, right? Because in the end, you've got to form some kind of a connection with the interviewer. Even if it's not, the person's not going to be your boss, even if it's someone in HR, you need to build that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's so important. Yeah. So this has been really fun. And we'll post the link to that article. And thanks again, Ruby, for the question.
Yeah. And guys, just a reminder, don't forget to use the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. We came out with some really cool vocab today, like ins and outs and a few others. Tweak was another one we said. Guys, we're gonna be making these keywords tappable inside the real-time transcript. So if you do use the app and you're a subscriber, you could save these words and study them later. So go over and check it out if you have iOS, and hopefully the Android will be coming soon, guys. Okay. All right. Very cool. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.